Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Army wants you.
I got to tell you, I fell in love with the Army.
Yeah, the Army's been pretty good to U.S. Army General Joseph Martin, the 37th Vice Chief of Staff. Yeah, this Michigander and Dearborn native is the Army's second highest rank. Boy, I mean, did you think all those years ago that you would have been where you are today in the U.S. Army, the 37th Vice Chief of Staff?
No, I didn't. And when I left to go and endeavor. I enlisted in the Army to go to what was called the prep school, United States Military Academy preparatory school, and that was to seek admission to the West Point. I was a pretty good swimmer when I was younger, and they recruited me, and they said I'd need to go to the prep school to up the ante academically. I did it, and I went to West Point. I got to tell you, I fell in love with the Army as a young cadet all the way to a most recent graduate. I told people, I said, I want to serve in the Army for a career. I had no idea with them, and I knew that you had to serve at least 20 years to technically qualify for a retirement, so that was considered a career, but I didn't know about what rank I'd achieve, how long I'd serve. 34 years later, I'm sitting here talking to you as the number two guy in the United States Army, and I never envisioned any of this, but that's the beauty of the Army. It is the land of opportunities for those that desire to join something that's going to be bigger than themselves, have a mission that is sacred to it, and a mission that's so important to this country. You talk about purposeful living. That's what I've done for 34 years. So I feel blessed, and I'm glad to be where in the position I'm in, and I'm honored to serve here.
Well, I want to ask you about this, because I grew up in a military town. It was San Diego, and born and raised there for many years. Now, that's different. It's Navy, and there's some Marine Corps, whatnot there. But the idea for a lot of these career guys and gals was that they would put in their 20, and then they would move on. You hit 20, and I've seen this happen to other men and women as well. They decide to stay on. What, when you had 20 years in the U.S. Army, what went through your mind to think, no, I'm not getting out. I want to stay here.
Well, I got to tell you, and I'm going to try to do this without getting emotional delivering the story, but what I counsel people that are in a similar position when they reach a 20-year mark is I say, really, if you have a family, this is a family decision, because committing to the profession beyond that, there's a certain amount of sacrifice associated with it. It's all good, but still, you could retire and move on to something else or continue to serve the profession that you're a part of. But I'll never forget the night when I looked at my wife. I told her 2 years before this point that, hey, we got to sit down and have a family decision about whether or not we're going to continue on. And I didn't get the entire question out of my mouth. And she looked across the table and said, I'm not ready to stop this yet. Mm. So she made the decision really easy for me, because she knew how much I loved the military. She knew how much I loved leading soldiers, how much I love being a part of a profession. And so she has supported me unconditionally as we've continued to move on. And frankly, I couldn't be where I'm at right now without that great family support. I got two kids, a daughter that's in Fort Worth. I got a son who decided to serve as well. He's in the Army. Hmm. And then I've got my wife, who's been with me most of my career.
And that's just remarkable. And I do want to touch on, you mentioned the Army being a family, but I want to talk about the importance of family, and how does the Army prioritize that when it comes to supporting the men and women who are serving, and then the family that is also supporting those men and women back at home? Is there a priority? Is there a rank, so to speak, in terms of where the Army considers the importance of family to the men and women who serve?
Absolutely. General James McConville is our current chief of staff, and one of his we've got many standing priorities in the Army. We've got to be ready. We're modernizing the Army, and we've got to do the reform efforts in order to be able to afford the modernization and maintain the readiness. But he walked into the job and he said, "Look, people are number one." And when we say people, we're not just talking soldiers. We're not just talking active component soldiers. We're talking soldiers of all components, their family members, in our civilian workforce. They're all important. And so we have many initiatives that are focused totally on the quality of life of our soldiers and our families. And we're investing in our future programs like no other time before to make sure that our soldiers and their families have a great place to work, a great place to live, a great place to recreate, a great place to call their home and station of choice, no matter where they are in the United States Army. We place a huge premium on people in the United States Army.
Mm. You know, as times change, I would imagine the Army acclimates with those changing times. I mean, this isn't the 80s, Bill Murray back in stripes. You know, the Army is the same, but yet it changes. And nowadays, there's such an emphasis on things like science, technology, engineering, mathematics, those type of careers. And I know that it seems to me, anyway, from afar, that the military is really on the forefront of those types of opportunities to get in those careers. How was the Army focused on STEM, science, technology, engineering, math?
Well, Tom, as far as STEM goes, number one, there's 150 career fields in the United States Army, 150, and there's some very unique ones that you can't do in any other branch of service. I'll talk about those in a second. But pertaining to your question on STEM, you know, STEM surrounds us. Every single system that we've got in the United States Army is has some form of automation or computed or enabling capability that's inherent within that system. There are a couple things like rifles, but even those rifles have sights on them that are enabled by technology. Technology surrounds us everywhere. And so no matter which MOS you're in or career field you're in, you're going to have a certain exposure to technology, and we'll make sure every one of our soldiers is trained. But there's things that we're breaking into because of the world that continues to change around us, and there's things that we've been in for 200 some odd years. 245 years is the life of the Army. Medical fields, you know, you may not know it. Fun fact, but the United States Army is developing in the process of developing a vaccine for the COVID virus. Mm. We're developing techniques to better detect viruses like the COVID, not just stopping at COVID-19, but moving on to other things that could potentially endanger our soldiers as they're deployed in environments overseas, and then protecting them from those viruses or those infectious diseases that are overseas. We have soldiers that we're beginning to train so that they can learn how to write code to help some of our open architecture systems adapt to the environments that exist around them. We're developing some new, as we modernize the Army, some new capabilities that are going to require soldiers to be a more integral part of making sure that the system's capabilities and its computer capabilities and enabling capabilities are up to date. And so we are very, very proud with the direction that we're taking the technological development and the education of our soldiers who serve across all of those 150 career fields that exist in the Army. Let me give you an example, two career fields that are unique to the United States Army, just can't do anywhere else. You might not know it, but if you qualify, you can go into the United States Army and fly helicopters straight out of high school. Hmm. Of course, we got to teach you how to fly. You've got to qualify to be a pilot, but that is an opportunity that's only available in the United States Army. If you want to fly unmanned aerial systems, we have enlisted soldiers that fly those each and every day. You can't get that opportunity anywhere else, and we in the United States Army train high school graduates how to fly unmanned aerial systems. Those are two unique career fields that are unique to the Army only and the enlisted corps. We've got opportunities like that across those 150 career fields, there's almost, it's obviously it's not infinite, but a whole bunch of opportunities. And, you know, I grew up in Dearborn. I've got the values of the state of Michigan that run through my veins even to this day. And I can tell you it's those values that allowed me to succeed in the Army. And the people I'm talking to on the radio right now have those same values. And so we got a place for you in the United States Army, and we're looking for you.
You're a Ford guy, aren't you?
In a big way. Grandpa and father worked for a total of 83 years for Ford Motor Company.
Wow. Okay, well, that's why you're in Dearborn, I would imagine. Where'd you go to, where'd you go to high school?
Dearborn High School.
Okay. Wow. So let me ask you this, because you mentioned the work ethic here in Michigan, and then you look at the number of people that are needed in the U.S. Army right now. First of all, let's talk about the ideal number of men and women that you would need to serve in the U.S. Army, and how many do you have right now?
In the United States Army, we can get you the exact number, but across the board, we've got across all three components, we got a little over a million soldiers. Mm. And so you've got the active component, which I'm a part of, and then you've got the National Guard, which is National Guard units within the state of Michigan and each and every other state in U.S. territory. And then you get the United States Army Reserve that serves across the country. But the number of soldiers we need each year depends on the end strength in which we're trying to achieve at the end of the year. And so there's, if you can imagine, there's a rheostat as to how many soldiers we'll bring in, how many soldiers we'll retain, but it's something that we monitor very closely. But we're on a good glide path this year. But from the 30th of June to the 2nd of July, we're doing something that's very unique. It's the first of its kind for the Army. We're doing an all-virtual hiring campaign. It's called the National Hiring Days. And it's an across-the-board focus with a goal of bringing in 10,000 soldiers to either serve in the United States Army Active Component, Army Reserve, or the National Guard. Opportunities abundant regardless. We're also offering, for those who are qualified, a $2,000 bonus during that time period for soldiers who are qualified and end up signing a contract with the Army. If anybody's interested in that, they can go to goarmy.com/hiringdays, and they can learn much, much more about not only the bonus, but all the different opportunities that are available that can fit just about any person who's qualified to serve with us.
I happened yesterday to be driving by a U.S. Army recruitment office, and I kind of wondered, you know, is this a difficult time with COVID-19 and the shutdown? So you're acclimating to this by doing the virtual, hiring fair and expo here. But has it impacted the recruitment, this coronavirus?
Tom, if we had done nothing, it would have significantly impacted us. But we did something about it. We went virtual several months ago as a result of seeing this coming. It's something we always wanted to do. It was a good forcing function. And by going virtual, it's put us in a pretty good position going into the summer months, where we have a huge mission that we work against, because in the summer, recent high school graduates, there's great opportunities that we can provide to high school graduates. And so we're in a good position right now, but we think the hiring days will also help us. And it's a unique, focused idea that we're trying to get our arms around and get people excited about, drawing attention to serving in the United States Army. Remember, when COVID hit, you saw that we were there. We have been there for 245 years. And so if you want to be a part of an organization that's there for its country, that's there for its country inside the country and outside the country to protect the country, then you want to look into the United States Army.
U.S. Army General Joseph Martin, the second in command, a Dearborn native, a Ford guy. What an honor talking about the June 30th through July 2nd effort to sign 10,000 new recruits in just 3 days for the U.S. Army. What a privilege to speak with you, sir. Thank you for your time.
Tom, thank you. And thanks for what you do for the city of Detroit. God bless you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.